This is Passport to Texas. With a flat, spiky body, the horned lizard has captivated generations of Texans.
Everyone you meet, if you just mention horny toad or horned lizard, they say, oh, I used to see those all the time when I was a kid, and I would pick them up and I would put them in my pocket, but now I never see them. What happened to them?
That's a question editor Louis Bond addresses in an article for the December issue of Parks and Wildlife magazine. To get answers, she traveled to the San Antonio Zoo to meet with Director of Conservation Andy Glusenkamp.
And he is raising horned lizards in hopes of having babies in a few months and putting them back into their historic habitats.
Which includes arid and semi-arid habitats in open areas with sparse plant cover. This habitat's been fragmented by development, but it still exists.
We're actually tying into a whole other program at the agency, which comes from the mapping department. And we have this incredible interactive vegetative map of the whole state broken down into pretty small parcels of land. The biologists can look at the map and judge the habitat by a variety of criteria. So they actually can rate each piece of land and make sure that it actually does have all the things that are needed there.
The horned lizard article by Louis Bond is as fascinating as the animal itself. Read this in-depth feature in the December issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine on newsstands now. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.